Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Com Sports Desk. Here's what we know.
Brought to you by Centrix. Send your career in the right direction with Centrix IT training. Injury report for the Chiefs, the same as the day prior. Travis Kelce listed as limited with his injured knee. Chris Jones out with a calf injury. And LeSean McCoy and Matt Moore both out sick from practice yesterday. Back to the practice field today. Could be a telling day for the status of Chris Jones. Chiefs and Titans, of course, coming up on Sunday. Hoops tomorrow here on 610 Sports Radio. K-State hosts number 12 West Virginia at 1 o'clock. That's what we know. Now back to the show. Back in live edition on the road today at Rally House. Once again, it's a Rally Friday. Come on out, 97th and Quivira. We're going to get the cornhole competition started here pretty soon. They're going to win a fantastic tailgate package as well, including that tailgate tent. We have a plate of Tim's Barbecue in front of us here.
Yeah, people are just bringing us food from their homes now.
That four-minute break was not enough to delve in just yet. But you can get fed. Tailgating's underway. Smokehouse Barbecue is here.
Josh has got another pan of wings, too. Like, he's hiding them because Dan Joy needed some wings because he was running a little bit late this morning. So we got plenty of wings.
There's some wings. That's right. All kinds of stuff. And then hourly prizes to give away and $1,000 and a gift card to Rally House. Someone's going to win today. Also, a $400 ticket voucher to Ticket Boat to give away. Come on by and get yourself registered. Our time of the week, we chat with Joe Mays, former Chiefs linebacker, brought to you by the Leia Center, located at 601 Walnut Street in downtown KC.
Joe, my man, good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you, my friend. And, you know, we were talking in our last segment about Andy Reid and the importance of winning this thing for his legacy. How do you feel about that, man? How important is winning this game to Andy Reid specifically?
I think he feels it's important to his legacy. You know, he's been to the big game several times. Well, not to the big game per se, but he's been in a position to get there. And unfortunately, the teams before, you know, they haven't been able to make it. So I think he has a great team right now. He has a team that's willing to do whatever he wants, he wants them to do for him. So I think that, you know, when it comes to, you know, them being in this game and whether they can go to the Super Bowl, it's huge for his legacy.
Why do you think he has had so much trouble, you know, quote unquote, winning the big one?
You know what? I'm not sure, man. I know I remember being in the NFC Championship game back in 2008. And, you know, we played the Cardinals. And, I mean, for some reason, you know, they came out with a better game plan. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, he got out coached or anything, but you know, the players, they didn't step up to the game, didn't step up to the standard that the Cardinals were setting. So I can't necessarily say that it's his fault. I just think that the guys that he had around him, the guys that he was coaching, they didn't necessarily show up.
All right, so Joe, why didn't you show up for that game?
You know what? I was actually on the sideline. I wasn't suited up. So, you know, that was my rookie year. I only played two snaps in two games that year. So, he didn't.
Coach's decision. Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
coach's decision. Yeah, there,
blame it on the coaches,
there you go.
That's right.
Hey, we're looking at all hands on deck on Sunday, right? So, if you're willing to jump in as well, how do you bring down Derrick Henry?
Man, I mean, you know, he's a big boy. You know, he's similar to Eddie George, where he's that big, tall running back. He has a lot of weight behind him. You know, he's hard to bring down. And then he also, if you get into the open field, he also has speed too. So the thing about him is you got to get him early. You got to catch him early. You know, he may break a tackle here and there, but if everyone swarms to the ball and get him down, then we'll have anything to worry about.
Yeah, everybody, you know, talks about that staying low, staying low, staying low. How low can you possibly go to get Derrick Henry to the ground? Like, how low do you think you got to be to make sure you get him down?
Well, the thing isn't being – it's not necessarily being low. It's about hitting him in places that he's not going to like. So if you hit him in his quads, you know, more than likely you can cause a quad contusion, which is going to limit him and slow him down a little bit. you know, it's all about playing those little games within the game. You know, if
like,
you have a guy that's powerful, that's strong, that's fast, I mean, he can't do anything if he don't have the legs behind him. And if you have a guy that, you know, he tends to suffer or struggle with fumbling, you hit him in those forearms or you hit him in those hands. And, you know, that right there, and if you continue to do that play after play, he's going to think about it and you may just let the ball go.
Who's the toughest running back you had to go against when you were playing?
Oh, man. I think the toughest I had to go against was probably Darren Sproles. You know, he's a shorter back, quicker, scat back, got really, really great speed, quickness, and he's, you know, he has a little center of gravity too, so he can run through tackles. I would say him. I mean, but I played, you know, so many great running backs, but he's the first to come to mind.
So not the big, hard-to-take-down back. It was the quick, fast, hard-to-take-down back.
Yep, that's it. I mean, you know, when it comes to the big, hard-to-take-down backs, I mean, they basically playing to my style of play. I love that physicality. You know, I love to hit. So, you know, when it comes to playing against those bigger guys, you know, I'll dive in no problem.
We're talking with Joe Mays, brought to you by the Leia Center here on 610 Sports Radio. Former Chiefs linebacker, played with the Eagles, obviously, with Andy Reid as well, and a bunch of other NFL teams. And, Joe, when you get a rematch, all right, I want to kind of take you through, like, how much do you focus on that last game? How much do you put that in the rearview mirror? Like, what goes on planning-wise game week for a team that you've already faced and a team that you lost to?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of both. You definitely think about the game before, and we've had that happen to us when I played in Philadelphia with Coach Reed. We played the Cowboys 2 weeks in a row. We played them the last game of the season, then we played them in the wild card. And you're thinking about the plays that they were able to gain big on you, and you're also thinking about the plays that you need to, you know, that you worked on and, you know, was successful for you and you need to get better at. So it's a mixture of both. You're thinking about the old game, and you're also thinking about a new game plan and where you can kind of hit them in a place where they're not looking. So I think that's going to be key for this upcoming game with them, you know, going down to Houston. I mean, not Houston, but going down to Tennessee and losing by a field goal, even though, you know, they play, you know, they had quite a few mistakes and it didn't play up to their potential.
How bad do you think the Chiefs need Chris Jones this week?
All hands on deck, like you said before. I think everyone is needed, you know, especially when you're playing against an offense who loves to run the ball. All of your top D-line guys need to be there. All your linebackers, they need to be there. And everyone needs to be ready to hit because, as you can see, he's a big bowling ball. And, you know, besides him, you know, they just need everyone playing defense, period. With this offense, they show that they can move the ball, they can put push on the board. And one thing about it, I'm a huge believer in time of possession. You know, I've been saying this all year long. If time of possession is on your side, more than likely the game is on your side. And that was pretty much the case for a lot of games this year when it came to the Chiefs. So this team loves to hold on to the ball. They love to slow the game down. And let's hope that doesn't take effect on this Chiefs team.
Joe, I feel like, you know, the Juan Thornhill injury, you know, you don't want guys to get injured. But I feel like they got an advantage this week with Dan Sorensen at that safety spot with Derrick Henry. Because that guy's, I mean, you played around him. That guy's nuts. He's not afraid to hit anybody, anytime, anywhere on any play. And watching that game against Tennessee and seeing some of the highlights again, like Thornhill was like literally running out of the way of Derrick Henry. Dan Sorensen, to me, brings something that maybe they didn't have at that safety position the first time around. The ability to go out there and just kick somebody's ass.
You know what? He brings the biggest thing that you need, which is experience. You know, he's been in the league, I believe this is year 5 or 6 long. So he brings that experience. And also, like you said, he does bring those shoulder pads with him, you know, with him being a bigger safety. But don't let up on Tyrann Mathieu either. I mean, that guy can hit too. You know, yeah. He may be a smaller guy, but he definitely packs a punch. So I think that this team's going to be much, much better this time around when it comes to playing them, you know, since they're better on defense and better as an overall team.
All right, can the Chiefs win this thing if they get down 24-0 again?
So if they get down 24-0, you have to look at how much time is on the clock.
Yeah.
You know, like I said before, this offense is all about holding on to the ball and keeping the ball as long as possible. So, you know, that's going to be their way to, you know, trying to get a win against Andy and his Chiefs team. But I don't think they're going to get down 24-0, no.
No, I don't think so either. So what do you think ultimately happens on Sunday, man? Tell me how this thing's going to play out.
Man, I think the Chiefs win it. And, you know, I think, you know, Andy, he gets swept off his feet. You know, all the players, everybody's going to gather and pick him up and walk him around a little bit. And, you know, they're going to get that trophy, you know, presentation. And then they're going to prepare to go to the Super Bowl. You know, that's what I think is going to happen. And, you know, not only does Andy want it, these players, they really want it bad. I mean, you know, Mahomes, he's actually come out and said he wants this game. He wants this game big for, you know, Andy Reid, bigger than himself. He wanted for Andy Reid. He wanted to win it for him. And, you know, all those guys, they want to win it for Andy Reid because, you know, he's an amazing man, a hell of a coach. And when you have a guy like that on your sideline, you want to do whatever you can for him.
How many guys do you think it's going to take to carry Andy off the field?
Let's see. So we're looking at 5 starting offensive linemen, and then you got all the offensive linemen backups, and then the D-line. It's going to take quite a few guys, but I think, you know, the adrenaline is going to be so high, it may just take one guy to pick him up, and it may take a couple to put him on a couple guys' shoulders. But at the end of the day, it's going to happen. The Chiefs is going to win the game, and, you know, they're going to carry Andy off the right way.
Oh, man, I love it. I hope they do carry Andy off the field. That would be something to see at
cool.
Arrowhead on Sunday.
I think so. Yeah. Hey, what about the fans? How do you guys feel about the fans storming the field?
I think if you can get on the field, you get on the field, right? Don't you? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you should storm the field, but, man, if you can storm the field, I think you should storm the field, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And one thing about Andy, too, I mean, you know, when he first took this job, one of the reasons why he took the job was because of the fans, because of, you know, the fans being loyal to this Chiefs team. And he's known that, you know, from him being all the way in Philadelphia, he's always kept eye of that. So, you know, he wanna win one for the fans here. You know, the fans deserve it. This Chiefs organization deserves it. So he's definitely gonna try to bring that home.
Yeah, no doubt. We appreciate it, Joe. Thanks so much. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Stay safe in the weather today. And we'll be talking to you next week as the road to the Super Bowl starts going through Kansas City.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Fellas, have a good one.
All right, take care. Joe Mays with us here on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by the Leia Center. Get your cryo on, get your massages on, get your acupuncture on, whatever it is, you can get it done at the Leia Center, downtown KC, 601 Walnut Street. My wife is down there a lot getting that cryo, and it is an unbelievable, unbelievable service. If you've never had it done before, go see my man Joe Mays.
We're at a Rally House, 97th and Quivira. Come on by. Rally Friday underway, tailgating underway. Some former Chiefs are here as well. I see Deron Cherry, Ted McKnight, Kevin Lockett, all here among the former Chiefs that sign an autograph, take a selfie, whatever.
Yep,
come
whatever
on by and say hello. We have hourly prizes to give away, $1,000 Rally House gift card to give away, $400 ticket voucher, ticket boat, much more, food, music, all kinds of stuff. Come on out, hang out with us until 10 o'clock here, Rally House at 97th. And Quivira. Your chance at $1,000 coming up at 8:30.
Willie Lanier just walked in as well. One of the 100 greatest NFL players of all time is here.
Not bad. Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. It's Risk It for the Brisket next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Brisket.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Hamburgers.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Barbecued beef ribs.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves.
Let's go!
Get you later on down the trail.
It is your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. Josh from Smokehouse is here, still handing out some wings.
Yeah, bring the wings.
That's right. He's got the wings. But you can win Smokehouse Barbecue, $50 gift card, assorted sauces and spices to Smokehouse Barbecue. Each and every week at 8:15, one of us makes a weekend prediction. Usually wrong.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be, you know, right on.
Yours, hey, you had it right last week. You said the Chiefs would win by 2 scores, right?
That's true.
And they did.
They did. So remember the prediction.
Right.
Monday, 8:15, you tell us who made the weekend prediction. Did they get it right or wrong? And you can win yourself some Smokehouse Barbecue.
And you can use it on $50 worth of wings because that would make everybody very, very happy. I'm going to make the prediction this week,
all
Josh.
Right.
All right?
All right. Go for it.
I say the Chiefs will win by 2 or more touchdowns.
Whoa.
Not 2 scores, two or more touchdowns,
wow,
the Chiefs will win this football
game. So a 14-point margin.
That's right.
Wow.
All the beautiful men are here today.
Love it.
Paul Long, Nick Paradise in the house.
So remember, Fesco picked Chiefs will win by two or more touchdowns. You tell him if he was right or wrong. Coming up on Monday at 8:15, you can win $50 to Smokehouse Barbecue, as well as assorted sauces and spices. NFL Network apparently would beg to differ, at least one of their shows.
Yes.
I feel like, you know, they have a whole week to talk about four teams, so I guess they give love to everybody.
I guess. You don't have to, though.
Felt like they were overly lovey yesterday, though, on the Titans, as Good Morning Football couldn't stop talking about the Titans. Kyle Brandt among those, saying that Derrick Henry is going to run again this weekend.
Somebody's got to make a tackle. Somebody's got to stop him. Let's just talk about it plainly. If you don't stop this man like the Ravens couldn't, like the Patriots, you're going home. He's going to stop your season. He does 180 yards every single week, all right? He has as many 100-yard games as Emmitt Smith, Marcus Allen, Jerome Bettis combined in his career.
Really?
Combined. If you get him to do a 180, he gets you to do a 180 and back up out of the playoffs. You are done. And I will say this about the Chiefs defense. You're a punchline for a lot of times. You're a pinata. They pick on you. I have said that you are Happy Gilmore's putting game and Mahomes is the driver. So somebody like Tyron, Anthony Hitchens, Damian Wilson, Daniel Sorensen, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, are you going to do something about it? Because if you don't, it's going to be red jerseys instead of purple ones in this one. Guys, somebody wrap him up or everybody's going home. Go get him.
Do you see a world where he has 180 on the ground and they lose this game?
I don't think so, because I think for him to get 180, the Titans are going to be in the field so much. I don't think that she's put up those points. The 180 gets you to do the 180, and you're out of here.
Yeah.
Don't let him have it.
You're challenging, but you're predicting he goes for that, huh?
I think he's never dead.
He goes for 180. I don't like that.
No, if he goes for 180, we're not going to Miami, Josh. I think that's fair to say. I think if you hold him to that 130 mark that we talked about, I think you give yourself a very good chance to win that football game and a very good chance to be going to the Super Bowl. I mean, Derrick Henry is the key to the game. He's not just the key to the game for the Tennessee Titans. He's the key to the game for everybody in this one. You know Patrick Mahomes is going to get his. Patrick Mahomes is going to eat. He's going to do his deal. The offense is going to do their thing. It's really on the defense this week to shut down Derrick Henry. And if Derrick Henry goes out there and has himself a day, Derrick Henry is not going to have an opportunity, or the Chiefs are not going to have an opportunity to win that football game. But if they hold him down and they make him look like the Derrick Henry before Week 10 where he wasn't getting much action, then they are going to win this football game. I really believe that he is the key. He is the guy that is going to determine which team goes to the Super Bowl on Sunday.
So I don't think Kyle Brandt's crazy. I just hope he's very, very wrong. Nate Burleson of NFL Network, he takes it a step further that Ryan Tannehill is going to have a day.
You know, you're talking about Derrick Henry being stopped. I feel like Ryan Tannehill is going to have to carry somewhat of the load in this game as well. And it's going to be in the air and also on the ground. So my prediction that you can take to the bank is that Ryan Tannehill will have more touchdowns than Pat Mahomes.
Whoa!
What?
And I know you're sitting here saying,
whoa!
What are you talking about? Well, listen, Pat Mahomes had 5 touchdowns. And he had to do it in the most ridiculous ways after being down 24-0 in the first quarter. Of course you're going to put up points if you're going to make a comeback like that. And before you sit there and say, but Ryan Tannehill doesn't really score, look at these highlights for a second. Ryan Tannehill can run. He's fast. He's strong. And he's not afraid to dip his shoulder and run somebody over.
The other quarterback in this game was better and more celebrated,
yeah,
more talented.
But that's what they do. Exactly. It was supposed to be the Lamar Jackson show.
Right.
Remember that, Shrakes?
Yeah.
You remember when everybody was laughing when I said that Ryan Tannehill and the Titans were going to go punch the Ravens in the mouth, and that's exactly what they did. I feel like Ryan Tannehill will have at least a couple of touchdowns in the air, and he might have a couple on the ground like he did one time this season. In order for Pat Mahomes to have a 5-6 touchdown game, they're going to have to be down by 24. Nah, the Titans don't need to beat you like that. Mm-hmm. They'll be up by 10 for 3 quarters and just bleed the clock. Ryan Tannehill will have himself a day, and it will be a little bit better than Pat Mahomes.
I don't understand why he says in order for Patrick Mahomes to have a 4 or 5
they
touchdown
play from behind.
They have to play from behind. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has led teams in the past. I mean, the man threw 50 touchdown passes last season, okay? He's thrown like almost 80 touchdowns in his first 2 years in the NFL, right? Am I reading the stats right, Josh? Am I looking at that correctly? Why does this guy have to play from behind in order to have 5 touchdown passes in a game? He doesn't. This team scored 5 touchdowns, and he had 5 touchdowns apiece in the first 2 games he ever played in the NFL. So sitting there on NFL Network like Nate Burleson did and said, well, he's got to be playing from behind to get 5 touchdown passes, that's just flat-out false. Patrick Mahomes will get 5 touchdown passes in his sleep.
And if Tannehill's got four.
Well, if Tannehill has four touchdown passes, then I'm checking out.
I think.
I'm taking off next week.
Yeah, could be the case. Our big story coming up, your first chance to win $1,000 as well. Be listening for that keyword, 1,000 on the 30s next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
This half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. It is 1,000 on the 30s. Text the code word BEARD to 72881. That's BEARD, B-E-A-R-D, BEARD to 72881. You could be the $1,000 cash winner in the national contest. We had a winner on our show last week. Cody and Gold had a winner on their show, 10-2. Yesterday, so you can be the latest to win $1,000. Let's get it done. 610 Sports Radio, the only sports radio station in Kansas City, giving you a chance to win up to $9,000 each weekday. Listen on the 30s from 8 to 5. Your next chance coming up at 9:30. All the rules at 610sports.com. That's Beard to 72881.
Speaking of beards, have you watched the Aaron Hernandez documentary yet on Netflix?
That was that awful segue, but
no,
yes.
It really wasn't. When you watch the first episode, yes. You will totally understand what I'm talking
started
about.
Started to watch a little
Did
bit
you
of
see
that
it, Susie? The first episode was incredible. Okay, I'm going to go watch the next two today, but that first episode, they talk about Aaron Hernandez and the beard. It's really bizarre.
That is very bizarre. Time for the big story.
Everyone, I'm sorry for the delay, but the big moment has finally come.
It's the big story.
This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
If it's what you're talking about, it's what we're talking about.
My God, are you still talking?
On Fesco in the Morning.
Big story, maybe Chiefs fans that are here today.
Yeah, no doubt. Braving the weather to
Thanks
be
for
here
coming out.
At Rally House. It is unbelievable. We've got a ton of people here getting autographs from a lot of former Chiefs. They're eating Smokehouse Barbecue's world-famous Cajun chicken wings. They are entering to win $1,000 at Rally House, $400 to Ticket Boat, and, of course, that big cooler from Bob Allen Ford filled with a $100 gift card to Price Chopper and a $100 gift card to Diametric Brewing as well. Plus, Four Hands Brewing and Diametric are on hand giving out free samples.
And
Sunshine's
here.
And Sunshine's giving me a massage, yes.
Some ready massages.
Yeah. Boy, you've slept wrong.
Two
man.
Massages today. Get on out. Rally House 97th and Quivera. The cornhole competition's underway.
Yep.
They're going to play for a sweet tailgating kit. A $1,000 Rally House gift card. $400 ticket voucher to Ticket Boat. Registering folks for, just come on by the store and do that. The store's open, obviously, to buy all that playoff swag as well. And you get yourself maybe an autograph, maybe a selfie with one of the guys we're going to chat with next. Ron Cherry is here with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for braving the elements today.
Yeah, it was braving the elements. Yeah. I gotta tell you that.
Where'd you come in from, man?
I came in from way out east in Lee Summit.
All right, so was it getting a little bad out there?
Yeah, it was
morning?
Pretty bad. I mean, as soon as I got on the highway, there's a tractor trailer sitting there in the middle of the median, just stopped.
Oh, that's not good.
No,
you don't
no
want
good.
That.
So no, how, I just took my time.
How you feeling about this game on Sunday? You feeling good about it?
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it. It's exciting, be in this position again this year, and you know. We've got a team that we've played early in the season, so we know. So there's an advantage there, and the big advantage is we're at home.
No doubt about it. Now, you obviously played that safety position for all those years. Who's the toughest running back you've ever had to bring down?
Oh, man. You know, San Diego had a couple guys, Marion Butts at the time, and, God, I'm trying to think. It was a big wide receiver that they converted to a running back. He was God, I can't think of his name.
Was it Natron Means? Did you play against him?
Yeah, I did play against Natron Means. But not him, no. Marion Butts was a beast. Total beast.
Did you ever have to go against Earl Campbell?
Yes. My rookie year, or my third year in the league.
Okay.
Earl Campbell.
What was that like, trying to tackle him?
So I played with Earl in one of my Pro Bowls that I played in Hawaii. The guy had the biggest thighs that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he was just a huge individual, amazing player, just big, strong. And, you know, you think about a guy like that trying to tackle somebody like that, it's crazy. I mean, even, you know, when we had Christian Okoye, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, the guy steps on the scale before the game and he's 300 pounds with all his pads on.
Oh.
So you can imagine you got 300-plus pound lineman beating on you, and then you got another back coming through the hole full speed, you know, at 300 pounds. That's a tough day.
So what's the advice that you have for these guys against Derrick Henry? Because he's been just shredding defenses.
Put your big boy pads on. You got to go hit them. This is the game to go to the Super Bowl. It ain't no, you know, this is the game. This is what you play for. This is what you dream about as a youngster all your life, to get an opportunity to play in a championship game and then to go to the Super Bowl. So if you're not ready to play and you're not ready to tackle, if you don't have that mindset, shame on you.
Back-to-back years in this game, certainly for the returning Chiefs. Man, you got to realize – kind of unprecedented territory. You don't get to this game every year, so you got to take advantage.
Yeah, it's you're very lucky and very fortunate. Everything fell into place for this team, but you know, when you get these opportunities, you got to take advantage of them, and especially when you're playing at home.
You know, you're playing these back-to-back games, not back-to-back, but the rematch, obviously, from earlier in the season. How much do you look at that first game with the Tennessee Titans and factor that into what's going to take place on Sunday?
I think you can learn a lot from that game. What they tried to do to you, attempted to do to you, and what they did to you, you know, to come back into the game was run the football with Derrick Henry. And, you know, you're going to see a steady diet. I think, you know, the head coach, he'll be smart and – you know, the thing you have to do against the Chiefs is limit their opportunities on offense. And how do you do that? Well, you run the football and you try to shorten the game. You don't want Patrick Mahomes to have 12 or 13 or 14 possessions because, you know, undoubtedly he's going to score touchdowns. So they have to shorten the game. And the way to do that is to run the football.
Nice.
And they've got a good offensive line, and they've been showing that they can run it against anybody late in the season.
So if you're playing defense against the Chiefs, like what's your mindset going into a game with an offense that's got like five or six dudes that can beat your ass?
Pick your poison. What do you want? You know, who do you want to make beat you? You know, last week we saw it, right?
Yeah.
They said, well, we're going to take away Tyreek Hill. We're going to take away Sammy Watkins. We're going to make Travis Kelce beat us, and he did, right?
Right.
So it's, you know, it's just hard to defend against a team like that that has so many weapons and so much speed, and you've got an innovative play caller in Andy Reid. And, you know, when you think about it, it's hard to figure out what they're going to attack you with. Every game is different. So, and then you got to deal with the quarterback. You know, normally in situations, you say you go into a game, you have a quarterback, and you look at it and say, oh, this quarterback is a quarterback. When he scrambles, he's trying to run the ball, or when he scrambles, he's trying to pass. With Patrick, you got it both, you know, so it's hard. How are you going to defend that? It's hard to defend.
We're talking with Jerron Cherry. We're live at Rally House, 97th and Quivira. I think what's been impressive to me, Mahomes' kind of development with the feet. You mentioned his ability to scramble, but also to take off on third down. He's really got that innate ability to now run when it presents itself.
Well, he's so athletic in the pocket. You know, he can avoid the rush, and he knows where he can step up and make a play and when he has to throw the ball and when he can run it and make a big play. You know, and that's the thing. You want to try to sustain drives, and he's been able to do that. And, you know, that's tough on a defense because it's demoralizing. You want to get three and out. You want to get off the field, right? And when you can't get off the field, it's tough.
I always feel like, Deron, Mahomes' runs are back-breaking runs. Like, third and nine, he gets 11. You know, like, what's that feeling like when you think you've got it all taken care of and, boom, he just kind of sneaks out and gets enough yards? Like, he runs like Alex Smith, and I keep saying that's a compliment. Just he knows how to run and pick up that first down.
Well, it's demoralizing if you're on defense because, you know, you're thinking, hey, we're going to get off the field, and all of a sudden he takes off. If it's man-to-man, that's why I'm saying it's so difficult on a defense. Do you play zone against him, and then you open up a lot of receivers down the field? Or do you play man against him, and then all of a sudden, if it opens up, there's a free lane, and then he's going to take it? So you really have a difficult time trying to figure out how to defend him.
Yeah, so how do you think this thing's going to play out on Sunday?
Oh, the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah.
I can't see a scenario where they lose, right? I mean, Titans are coming in, they're hot, but it's hard to win three games on the road. And if you're a running team, it's just very, very difficult. In this league, you have to score points. If you look at all the teams, for maybe the exception of maybe Baltimore that had a great defense or somebody else, you know, most of the time you got an offense that's scoring points. And this offense can score points. And that's a big difference. And this defense has improved. So I like our chances a lot.
I do too. Yeah, this defense really has improved a ton from where it was, man. I don't think I've ever seen, you know, a unit that late in the season all of a sudden kind of do the flip a switch and, you know, go from to wow, you know.
Well, I said early in the year, you know, with this defense, you were going to have to give it time to understand how Coach Spagnuolo would want them to play, you know, and to learn what he does. I mean, he's a very seasoned guy. He's been in these games before, so he understands how to take away things that the other team wants to do. And once they got in that groove, I mean, it's been nonstop. They've been really playing championship football, and that gives them an opportunity and a shot to get to the big game.
As a former player, are you this feel like this is for you as well?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, I never had an opportunity to play in a championship game or get to the Super Bowl. So I guess we're living our careers in Kansas City vicariously through this team right now. And it's fun because, you know, the one thing that I said, we had great teams, we had great players, great defenses, but we never had that guy, right? We didn't have that guy behind the center. We have that guy behind the center now. So it's fun to look at that and see that all those years of waiting for the quarterback to be in Kansas City. Now we have the quarterback in Kansas City that can get it done.
No doubt. Deron, we appreciate the time. Thanks
so much. Thank you,
Bob.
Always good catching up.
I'll let you go back and sign some more autographs for the fans. They're waiting for you, my man. Deron Cherry with us here on 610 Sports Radio. One of the great safeties of all time is here in Kansas City and signing autographs for you. I should say here at Rally House, signing autographs for you here at 97th and Quivira. Him along with a couple of other former Chiefs. Kevin Lockett is here. We're looking at Willie Lanier, one of the 100 greatest NFL players of all time.
I know.
Is sitting in Rally House signing autographs. Sean Barber is here. Ted McKnight is here. Neil Smith is on his way as well. So there's just a lot of dudes here hanging out, signing autographs. And, of course, Josh from Smokehouse Barbecue will sign autographs too.
It was pretty cool. We got a chance to talk with Willie as part of our 60th anniversary interviews that we did throughout the season. You can check those out in the on-demand section, 610sports.com or via the radio.com app. And I think you and I were in that kind of same camp, like, this is a member of the NFL All 100 team.
Yeah, this isn't a Hall of Famer.
Right?
This is one of the 100 greatest players of all time.
Just had one of the fans here at Rally House go, I just met Willie Lanier. And I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
same thing. Like Bob and I felt the same way. We talked to him. Like, the fact that he was on a defense so early on, right?
Right.
And that has stood the test of time in NFL history.
Right.
To be on that very exclusive circle is really, really cool.
And you know, we talked about that defense with him, and we talked about that team with him and a lot of those guys that played during that time, and we talked about how it was they underachieved, and they know they underachieved. Like, so that's what you don't want to see happen with this team. You know, you don't want to see this team fall into that trap where they get to the Super Bowl, they win that one, and then it kind of goes dormant after that. You want to see this. It's hard to say be like the New England Patriots, but boy, Josh, if there's any team that's set up to be like the New England Patriots, to have a dynasty, it's this organization. Your quarterback is 24. Your wide receiver is 20-some years old. Your tight end's pushing it a little bit. He's up there at 30, but you got Mecole Hardman to kind of backfill, you know, from a younger standpoint with the wide receivers. I think defensively you've got enough young guys and quality players that are young guys to continue this thing going right now. I think we're on the cusp of doing something here in Kansas City that isn't done a lot, that we don't see a lot, that a lot of people aren't able to match, and a lot of people aren't able to kind of, you know, capitalize on. And I think we've got a great chance of capitalizing on this window that is open right now, and it really does all start with that quarterback in number 15.
Patrick Mahomes was asked what it would mean to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be amazing, obviously. I mean, the work and that he's put in every single day, every single where he's been at, I mean, he's had success, and so obviously we want to get him that Super Bowl. But we understand it's a process. We understand that first off we gotta come in, have a great practice today, and then play great this weekend, and then try to give ourselves a chance to be in that game and get a chance to get him that trophy.
Would you be happier for him or for yourself?
I'd probably be happy for him for sure. But I mean, I think I'll be pretty happy too for myself.
I'll enjoy it myself, but yeah, I think everybody wants to get one done for Andy Reid,
well,
as much as for themselves.
Course, yeah.
And Andy's the exact reverse. Like, he wants to get it done for everybody else. He was even mentioning, like, you know, like some of the past teams that didn't get it done. Probably
reminiscing about the Eagles teams that maybe didn't get it done too, and all those players, and he even mentioned that, I'm not thinking about this for me. I'm thinking about for all the ones that didn't get it done. So I think he'll be pretty reflective when it happens.
Yeah.
But I think now it's about kind of everybody else.
Well, I think it's interesting to think about all those teams in Philadelphia that didn't get it done. And we talked to Joe Mays earlier in the hour. He played on, the 2008 team, and he was a rookie that year, so he wasn't suited up. But he said, you know, they just kind of out-game-planned us. The Arizona Cardinals did that day. They just kind of out-game-planned us. And, you know, that's kind of been Andy's, you know, M.O. in these big games. What, 1-5 in championship games now with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. But Andy, I don't think, ever really had that guy that could, you know, truly get it done and be that type of playmaker that we've seen, you know, out of Patrick Mahomes. As good as Donovan McNabb was, he's not Patrick Mahomes. And in that 2008 game, you got Michael Vick as your quarterback at that point in time, I believe, with Philadelphia. And he's going up against a guy by the name of Kurt Warner, who is nothing but a winner in the NFL. And Kurt Warner versus Michael Vick, you got to give the nod to Kurt Warner because he's the Hall of Famer. He's the guy that had already won a Super Bowl championship. And there he is in Arizona leading that team to a Super Bowl championship. So I think a lot of these teams that he lost to, and a lot of the teams that beat him in the past in these championship games, had one thing in common. They had the better quarterback, Josh. And I can even say last year, it's Tom Brady, okay? It wasn't like we lost to Ryan Tannehill. Yeah. We lost to Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know.
And that's been the biggest difference for Andy Reid. He's never truly had, in that championship game, the best quarterback. He's never had the guy that you can talk about being the best player under center in that championship game. And this year, that's the big difference, Josh. That is the big difference that he has right now. He has got Patrick Mahomes, and they have Ryan Tannehill. And he's been able to succeed with Patrick Mahomes and not Ryan Tannehill. And you look at that, you know, that 2004 championship game where they beat the Atlanta Falcons to go to the Super Bowl, and Philadelphia that day had Donovan McNabb. The Atlanta Falcons, I'm almost certain, had Michael Vick, and Donovan McNabb was the better quarterback in that game. And so when Andy has truly the better quarterback, he moves on, and it's only been that one time where he's been able to move on to that championship game.
We're live at Rally House 97th and Quivira today. Come on by. Fesco in the morning, along with Bob Fesco, Ryan Witkowski. I'm Josh Klingler. We're joined now by, I thought it might be Tyler. He looks so young.
No kidding.
Kevin Lockett joining us, the former Chief. I thought, but you might be your son. You're look. I'm like, you can get out there and play, man.
Man,
look great.
No, I don't know about that, man. My body's a little beat up, but thank you for saying I look young.
You do. No kidding. I was like, man, with Tyler's here. So how much fun has it been watching him play?
Oh, it's been a blast. You know, I mean, look, anytime your kid does anything, you're excited about it. But for him to be able to play at the same level and to have the success that he's having, it's been incredible.
Yeah,
it's been fun to watch.
What's he think about playing with Russell Wilson, man? Like, do you ever go, what's that like, man? How's that do?
You know, he loves it. It's ever since he got in that locker room, they just sort of connected, and it's been that way all the way through. And so, you know, I've tried to encourage him. Look, it's rare in today's game to play for one franchise, and so I've encouraged him to try to figure out a way to stick it out and stay with Russell, because I know Russell will be there for the long term.
No doubt. So
selfishly, I wanted him to be a Chief.
Yeah.
So. You know, if that ever turns out, that'd be all right too.
If it does, we do have a Chief 16 jersey already in the closet. We got it made right before the draft. Kind of hoping the same thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I like that. What about that catch that he had earlier in the year, that back of the end zone? I mean, first of all, what a throw by Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
But that catch by Tyler, man. Be a proud dad for a minute,
man.
You know?
You know, there's actually been two or three of those this year where, and that one got the most attention. When I watch it on TV and I'm thinking, well, that's a good catch, but, man, he's way out of bounds. Then they showed the replay and I'm just thinking, man, how did he pull that off?
Right.
But that one that was in the back of the end zone, I mean, I just think low percentage chance of it happening. Somehow he figures out a way to get both his feet down. But, you know, he's grown every year as a player, and we continue to see him get better. And I still don't think he's hit a ceiling. So excited about what he's got for the next couple of years, definitely.
What was better, the throw or the catch?
I would say the catch because I'm a receiver.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you really step back and look at what Russell did, roll into his left and to put it in that small little window, I'm not sure someone could do that, you know, one out of 100 times.
Yeah, that was just an insane play. I mean, and now he's playing with DK Metcalf, too, and that guy turned into kind of a beast this year, man. Yeah. That's a nice little 1-2 punch they got going on.
Yeah, they do, you know. I was really hoping that Josh Gordon wouldn't have gotten in some trouble. I think with those three, they had a really good chance to try to make a run in the playoffs this year. But yeah, DK stepped up. He played very, very well. He's got a lot of room for growth. I think a lot of the plays he made this year were just pure athleticism. But when you talk about physical specimen, I mean, when you walk in and you look at him, he looks like Travis Kelce or something. I mean, he's just huge, just ripped up guy. But I think they got a bright future. Got a lot of young guys. Got Carson there running the ball. Russell's still fairly young. So I think they can be good for quite a while.
We're talking with Kevin Lockett. Kevin, if you looked at this Chiefs offense as a wide receiver, how fun would it be to play in what Andy Reid's got dialed up right now?
If I could be reincarnated and play in today's game, man, I mean you just have to run around and just sort of get open. I mean, the offense is incredible. And then you got a quarterback who literally can put the ball exactly where he wants the ball to be put. And so, these guys that are running around, man, you could just see them. They're just having so much fun. But playing in this kind of offense is exactly what you want to do if you're a receiver.
You know, you say just kind of get open. Have you ever seen a quarterback, like, throw more dudes open than this guy does?
No, not even close. I mean, he literally can assess the situation, determine where the defensive back is, and he can determine whether he wants to put it on your back hip, whether he wants to put it out front. I mean, this guy is incredible. And it's funny because I watched him all those years at Texas Tech because I'm a Big 12 guy. And I thought he was good. And then when I saw Andy, you know, trade up and draft him, I thought, well, if anybody's going to do it, it's Andy. He's a quarterback guru. And so it's just been magical to watch what he's done. And, man, I look forward to watching that for the next 10, 15 years.
So why do you think he's been so much better in the NFL than he was in college? And, like, why didn't we hear about him in college, you know?
You know, I think some of it maybe is Andy. I think one thing that people don't give a lot of credit to is you see a lot of young guys come into this league and they're forced to play right away, and that's tough. Going from college to the NFL is tough. Him sitting behind Alex Smith for a little bit, that was a big growth moment. When you've seen quarterbacks who come in and sit for at least a year or two, I mean, think of Aaron Rodgers, how long he sat. By the time he played, he had sort of adapted and he was ready for the pro game. So I think there's a little bit of that, you know, having being under the tutelage of Andy. But I just think he's a physical specimen, man. I didn't see those physical attributes at Texas Tech, but, man, pro game fits his game definitely.
Well, you got Pat Mahomes, who is a decent enough baseball player. His kid's better than him. You're decent enough wide receiver. Your kid's better than you. Like,
that's right.
How come the kids are always better than the dad?
I don't know. I'm waiting for my kid to have his kid and see what he can do.
That would be outstanding. So when he becomes a free agent, how much of, like, convincing are you going to say, hey, why don't you come to Kansas City and play a little bit? You know?
Well, yeah, the odds of him ever becoming a free agent, I think, are very, very small. He's got 2 years left on his deal, and my guess is Seattle will do what they did with him on his first deal, which is try to wrap him up a year in advance. But if he ever did become free, Kansas City would, I think, be at the top of the list of one of the places he would look to, not only because of Patrick Mahomes, but because of this offense. He's really good friends with Tyreek. You know, family's here in Kansas City, loves Kansas City, so he grew up a Chief fan. He grew up in that locker room with me, so
yeah.
This would definitely be at the top of the list. And he's gotten to play under Andy at the Pro Bowl as well. So.
Sure. What is his relationship like with Tyreek here?
It's a good relationship. I think it started out as more of a sort of a mutual kind of respect, you know, relationship. You know, they both were sort of in the same era, playing wide receiver, weren't really viewed as wide receivers, if you will. But like when he's here in the off season, you know, him and Pat and some of the guys go up to the field and they throw. And so I think it's a relationship that's morphed into beyond just mutual respect, but one where, you know, they'll reach out, shoot each other notes, have a call. And definitely when Tyler's in town at times, he'll reach out to him. So
pretty cool. As a former Chief, what do you feel about Sunday? And we talked to Duran and he said, yeah, I never got to the stage. So this is for me too. Do you feel that same kind of kinship? I mean, this is for every former Chief.
Yeah, I usually had my big black trash bag out by now and cleaning out a locker and was moving on to something else in the off season. So the opportunity.
He said it, not us.
Yes,
right?
That's okay, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your point. You said that. It wasn't us taking a shot. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, the opportunity that's in front of them. I mean, this is incredible, and I don't think it could happen to a better coach. I've waited for Andy. I think he's been one of the coaches that doesn't have one that deserves it the most, and I think in Kansas City. Is a city that I believe deserves a Super Bowl more than any other city that's out there. And so, you know, everything's coming together, I think, at the right time. Hopefully we don't come out of that locker room and think that we can look past Tennessee and think we're in the Super Bowl. You know, if there are conditions, anything like this, that probably is in Tennessee's favor. So we've got to come out. Can't have the same slow start that we had last week against Houston. But, man, what an incredible time for Kansas City. This is what we experienced in that sort of 14-15 run with the Royals times 100, right? I mean, we love our Royals, but, man, if we can pull this thing off and make it to the Super Bowl, this is going to be incredible.
How often do you look back and say, thank God I was an offensive player and don't have to go up against dudes like Derrick Henry?
Oh, my God, man. You know, you hear all these other players and they talk about it. Tackling Derrick Henry is a business decision, right? Because it's sort of like, look, I'll run up there and hit him once, but, man, if I keep hitting him, I'm going to have a messed up shoulder, and if I'm going to be a free agent or something, y'all see, that's probably not a good thing. So he's a big boy, man, and I can only imagine that in this kind of weather, you know, it hurts even more to hit him. But, you know, I think what they've got to do is a couple things. They got to gang tackle. That's the first thing. But really, I'm looking forward to hopefully Chris Jones being back. That front line has got to get some penetration so they can get to him before he actually gets going. He's really dangerous once he starts coming downhill. Once he's 4 or 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, that's when he's tough to tackle. If you can make him move sideways a little bit early, then I think we got a good shot.
But I think that's where Dirty Dan Sorensen comes in, because that dude ain't afraid to hit anybody.
That's
you know?
True. That is true.
Need a little bit of crazy.
That's
right.
True. You got to have a little bit of crazy out there.
You said business decision. Danen told us earlier
yeah.
in the
so
week.
The wide receivers decision. Are taking business decisions.
All you guys
that's
are like making business decisions yeah. over there. How much does that truly factor in, though?
You know, I mean, it would probably be more on the offensive side of the ball than anything, right? So there would be several times guys like me and Danen would. Hey, you're supposed to go down inside and block Steve Atwater. Okay, yeah, let's see how good I can act and make it really look like I tried to hit him. But when we watch it on film, we all know I didn't really want to hit him. It's probably more on the offensive side because the defensive guys are crazy anyway. They want to hit people.
Kevin Lockett, thanks for dropping by today.
Absolutely.
That's former Chiefs wide receiver Kevin Lockett joining us here at Rally House, 97th and Quivira. You can meet Kevin.
That's right.
Some of the other Chiefs ambassadors here as well. You know, just Willie Lanier. You
yeah,
know.
One of the 100 greatest players of all time.
Daron Cherry, Sean Barber is here. Ted McKnight's here. And I think that's it right now. Maybe Neil Smith's on his way as well, hopefully as well. Yep. But a number of former Chiefs are here. You can get their autographs, get a selfie, what have you. And it's cool to hear that, you know, hey, kind of – not that there's any more pressure, but hey, do it for us. For the all the former Chiefs as well. They're kind of in the boat as the rest of us are now, in kind of the fan perspective, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're kind of sensing it as well, and it's really cool to talk to, you know, these former guys and know that none of them, you know, had that Super Bowl success, that playoff success here in Kansas City, and they're all now kind of living through these guys. Like it's almost really, Josh, you know, we talked about with the Royals all the time, you're fighting 30 years of history. Well, the Chiefs are fighting 50 years of
it's
history.
Crazy.
You're fighting 50 years of history, and all the ghosts and all the, you know, the bad mojo that's been around this organization for the last 50 years in the playoffs, that can all go away this weekend. So when you think about it, the Chiefs really are this year battling and fighting for the last 50 years of not being able to get it done.
We are at Rally House 97th in Quivira, still getting folks signed up for the $1,000 Rally House, a gift card we'll give away before the end of the show, $400 ticket voucher to a ticket boat. Bob Allen Ford has contributed a fantastic tailgate package, right?
That's right.
Including an awesome cooler with a big logo that you'll recognize on the top of it. $100 gift card inside to a Price Chopper. $100 gift card inside to Diametric Brewing, and a whole bunch more Diametrics here as well, right, Ryan? They're here now.
Yeah, not giving out any more samples.
Why?
No moss. But
something happened.
Well, we'll leave that alone. No moss samples, but you can check out their beer. They're having a great.
We always just beg for forgiveness. Yeah, is usually what it is.
They have a great AFC Championship rally going on. Nacho Bar while it lasts at Diametric this Sunday. So check them out if you need a spot to watch the game.
Don't you guys have Diametric up there? It's the Patrick Mahazy, right? Yeah. At Smokehouse, they had it up there. That, I'll tell you what, the best beer selection in the Northland. They've got all kinds of stuff up there. I remember when they were putting in the Patrick Mahazy, Joe, the GM up there, was like, look what we're getting. I'm like, oh, Ryan loves that. He got to get up to Smokehouse. But that went quick, didn't it, Josh? That was, in and out, yeah.
Smokehouse Barbecue here as well. So come on out. Great place to hang out. The Rally Friday underway. Store is open. Get your playoff swag. Get the autographs and more. Come hang out. Win a whole bunch of stuff. This half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. We play a little Chiefs Win If next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.